independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Warning, warning, Omicron is here. Warning, everybody run and hide. This is not a drill.
It's here, guys. It's here. It's here. Yeah, it's here.
We don't know how infectious it is, although there is a strong likelihood that it is more infectious than Delta.
Ugh, we know nothing about it, but we know it's more infectious. We know nothing about it, but we've got a plan to stop something we know nothing about. We know nothing about it other than we know nothing about it, so here's our plan. Today, the President of the United States. I have to remind him of that. Joe, you're the President. That's why we call you Mr. President. Oh, okay. You're going to go out. You have a plan. We got a plan for this.
It's comprehensive. It's God. We have to take a multifaceted approach, right? We've got to have testing. People have to be wearing masks indoors in crowded places. Obviously, people really should be getting boosted. Those are all the tools that we have developed over the last 20 months, and we need to deploy them all right now.
Deploy them all! What are they? We're going to find out throughout the day. And again, you'll hear some of it. Like, some of it is, this is the one that I just find bizarre. So let's say you go somewhere, right? You fly from here to London, wherever you are, even go to Canada. You have to test the day before you leave. So the day before you leave, you test. You fly home. Even if you're vaccinated and have been tested negative, you're supposed to, are you ready for this? 7 days isolation and quarantining. So stupid. What do we know about it? Nothing. We have heard that it's very mild. It is? That's what we heard. We're not sure, but we heard. We're not positive. But the people that we've talked to, the stuff that we've seen so far, it's pretty mild. That's a good thing. By the way, thing that could matter more than any of this is if it does spread easier and it's really mild. We've touched on this. Others stay away from it. The establishment media, the old, you know, new money, old money, old media, new media. They'll tell you, batten down the hatches. It's okay to have a plan, right? It's okay to have a plan. Plans are good. We found out about this thing a few days ago. The media ran with it, and all of a sudden, oh, God, quick, get the plan. Let's implement it first. No. You're coming out with a plan that is, and by the way, you're not even, tell me this. You've tested negative. Maybe you have the vaccine. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've got the vaccine, but you haven't been boosted. Maybe you've been boosted. No matter what it is, but you're negative. Are you really going to self-isolate and quarantine after a trip? Hey, boss, I'm going on a trip. It's my vacation time. Dude, have fun. You and the wife, have a great time. Just have fun. Enjoy yourself. You've been working hard. You deserve it. Oh, by the way, when we get back from our vacation, I'm also going to need 7 days to stay home. Excuse me? Don't talk to me. Talk to the president. Well, are you going to be sick? No. Even if I test negative, but you've got the shot. Yeah, I got the shot. So, no, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. That's insane. How about we figure this thing out? How about we look at this thing? How about we break it down and take a peek at what this thing may be? And hopefully, it's very mild and it spreads. So we can build up even more immunity with inside the population. Well, that's not very nice. No, what I'm saying is, if you think we're going to get to herd immunity, which we're not going to do, if herd immunity means the world, anytime soon. But being able to have a and the most important thing isn't vaccines, by the way. I'm going to tell you this right now. The most important thing is treatments. That's the most important thing. Most important thing is treatments. But if this thing is able to spread amongst the younger, the well health and healed people, if you will, that's good. Doesn't want to kill its host. Just wants to be able to live. I can't believe you'd say that. I'm not saying go out and throw a COVID party. What I am saying is milder version of this that will infect people, potentially, both people who have had shots and not, but really do nothing more than give them a cold, will help boost antibodies and immunity. It's that simple. And I'm all for it. I went and got the shot. I haven't been boosted yet, but I went and got the shot. But the panic and the overreach, and rather than just, this is the problem with government, just the insanity of, okay, here's all the rules. Here's all the rules. The rules are these. Okay, you're giving me rules. For what? This thing we don't know about. Well, what about it? Well, we're going to give you the rules. How about you guys keep the plans to yourself, and when and if it's time and we realize it, because you're trying to stop something. You're trying to catch every raindrop in a strainer. It ain't going to work. So let's see if the raindrop is acid rain or if it's just rain. How about that? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. All that being said, as the continual things march on, we're looking at jobs as well. Another week has gone by. What does the job world look like?
222,000 Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a bit higher than last week's record low, but fits the overall trend. Employers are hanging on to workers in this tight labor market. A fuller picture comes Friday when the Labor Department releases monthly employment for November. Economists expect hundreds of thousands of new jobs were created last month before the newly identified Omicron variant of COVID-19 became a threat to the economy.
A threat. It's a threat to the economy. You see what happens, right? The other day, Moderna's CEO is like, this thing I can already tell is going to destroy all these vaccines and will not work. 600-point tank. Yesterday, California, it's here, it's here, it's here. Tank. It's on a knife's edge right now. The economy. Because people are waiting. New Jersey, New York already did what? Reimposed emergency orders. Oh, Chad, the hospitals are filling up in places like New York and New Jersey, and they don't have beds. And no, they've got beds. They don't have staff. Oh, it's because they're quitting. No, it's because they were fired because of mandatory vaccines. You've created a problem. It's not the same thing, right? It's not. It's like you lighting a house on fire and then putting the fire out. You created that. Most important thing, when do we get truly solid data on this, but also things that matter more than that? When do we get several really easy to use treatments that are available? That's it. And away we go. And away we go. Most people are living their lives, and they're not listening to this. And that's fine. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. But government loves to be important. And they love to come out and, like I say, you're crying wolf all the time. And I always tell everybody, oh, they're the cry wolf, cry wolf, cry wolf. Yeah, but remember what happened. Eventually a wolf came and nobody listened. So when you're going to come out with something, you come out in a casual way and say, look, yeah, there's going to be several of these, and we watch them, and if it really looks like it's something that we need to pay closer attention to and that we need to alert everybody, and we've got our plans that are ready and they're in place just in case, but until then, you know, go about your business. No. Panic! 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Lots to get to today. Man, we got so much stuff. SCOTUS, what was asked yesterday? A lot of times what was asked will lead you to where they think this case may play itself out when it comes versus its Mississippi case. It's not Roe v. Wade. Could they do this? Could they do that? We're going to talk about that. Actually, we're going to have a legal expert on later on today, Monica Lindstrom, who is, she did a lot of stuff for Anthony Casey. She's on Court TV all the time. She's a judge. She's going to join the program later to talk about this. And who should we be listening to when they're asking certain questions? In particular, yesterday, Kavanaugh had some interesting stuff. We're going to touch on that, as well as Baldwin speaks after the incident. Is he a killer? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. All right, kids, you ready? CarShield. I love giving you deals. How about 10% off the best auto protection plan you are going to find, period, case closed, end of story. It's called CarShield. CarShield gives you 24/7 roadside assistance, a rental car for free while your car's in the shop. You, right there, you choose the shop. They get them paid directly. It is that simple. That's what I love about CarShield. Their administrators take over. They handle the paperwork, the expensive repairs. You pay a small deductible. They've got plans to really fit anybody's budget. In a day and age when cars are getting a little bit more expensive, in a day and age when things are going on where you're not quite sure if you can even get the car that you might want, you want to hold onto your car longer, protect yourself with CarShield. CarShield cars go further for a reason. Their administrators are great. They've helped over 1 million drivers. They're ready to help you. CarShield.com/Benson saves you 10% right now. Don't be caught out. Let them handle all the stuff. And most importantly, let yourself have peace of mind. They do that for me. They help me with my car. They'll help you with yours. CarShield.com/Benson. CarShield.com/Benson saves you 10%. Deductible may apply. Chad Benson Show.
Let the Washington Beltway strangle you. This is where the exhausted majority comes to refuel, realign, and reevaluate. This is Chad Benson.
SCOTUS yesterday, hearing really the first big argument with an originalist court when it comes to abortion. So you have this Mississippi case, 15 weeks. After 15 weeks, you can have an abortion. You can't do it here in Mississippi. A lot of what you, when you listen to this stuff, and some of it's very fascinating, when you listen to them ask questions, so much of what they're asking and what the judges are saying is very much going to kind of tell you at times where things are going, so you can get a feel. But right now it's 6-3. If you were to go, who's voting right, who's voting left, if you will, I'm thinking it's a 6-3 thing. Now, Kavanaugh, interestingly enough, has echoed in the past, it's settled. Roe v. Wade is settled. But during his questions yesterday, right? So you had this landmark case. This is the biggest case they've seen in 50 years. Right? Since Roe v. Wade, this is the biggest case they've probably seen in 50 years. So some of his questions, though, because the whole thing about being settled, do we want to go and overturn something? Now, they're not talking about getting rid of Roe v. Wade. They're talking about, do the states have the right to do what they're doing? Is this a states' rights issue? One, some of the things that all of them kind of brought up over time is, this really isn't for the court to decide. This should be for the legislative body to decide. the people of that state. You vote those people in. This should be something that you guys should be deciding. But he talked about a few things because, you know, hey, there's no, you know, we don't go and overturn stuff. Really? So Plessy Ferguson, Brown versus Board of Education. These were cases settled earlier by the Supreme Court, but they listened and overturned those. For those of you who know, Plessy versus Ferguson essentially was, hey, racial segregation laws do not violate the Constitution as long as the facilities for each race were equal in quality, separate but equal. That was Plessy Ferguson. So should we have kept that because they had ruled on it earlier? Brown versus the Board of Education, obviously. These are some of the biggest cases ever. Miranda, huge case, right? So it's not unheard of. The question's going to be more about states' rights than Roe v. Wade. By the way, if it went away today, as far as, you know, they rule in favor of Mississippi and say, look, 15 weeks is viable, because that's a lot of what this is. The Casey case that was out in, what, 92 is about the viability of, you know, is there a viability? Is it 22 weeks, 24 weeks? They're saying 15 weeks here. Okay. So it's going to be very interesting to see the way that this thing plays itself out. But just watching people yesterday and the panic in people, and it's, again, it's a frustrating thing that we can't have a normal conversation and people also don't understand what we have here in this country and how it's set up. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us more about that school shooting in Michigan. Gets bizarre by the day. We'll touch on that straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Omicron is on our shores. POTUS has a plan. He's going to roll it out throughout the day. You got to really dig into it. Like, doesn't really matter. You know, it's what we kind of know is essentially, and each state's going to be different, right? So you can come out and say, we're going to do all this, 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 and this. But your state may go, and other states may clamp down more. Let's be real. New York, New Jersey, California, they live for this stuff. What it is about Democrats in wanting to prolong this thing is baffling. It really is. I don't get it. But again, what are you going to do? I guess you make a choice. Germany's imposing restricted on the unvaccinated. They're like, we have this documents from the 30s. It should give us a roadmap to get the unvaccinated cleansed. Chad, I'm kidding. Am I? It's the overreaction. Again, it's the over, like yesterday, watching people outside of the Supreme Court losing their mind. Watching people outside flipping out because they think, well, Roe v. Wade's going to be overturned, not really understanding that that isn't what would even remotely happen. The Roe v. Wade, this is nothing to do with that. It has to do with states' rights, but watching people lose it. It's crazy. And you know, I know that people don't pay attention. We do a thing on my local show where at the end of the show, it's called Pop Quiz. We ask you news of the day. We have a horrible prize closet. We give you a horrible prize. We don't know what it is. I mean, you can get wrestling video from like 10 years ago. I mean, it's we've got we gave away a cheese whiz because we had it. We have this prize closet and it's hilarious. But you'd be surprised how many people listen to something, and then when you ask them a question, they get it wrong. They just don't know. They don't know. No idea. I don't know. True. And it's true false. I mean, it's a 50-50 chance. But it's crazy. It's crazy. That's why, because people don't pay attention. They don't. Omicron. We know nothing about it, but already we've got the point where we better figure this out right this second. It's good to have plans. You don't have to tell everybody your plans until you know there's a reason to implement said plans.
White House rolling out a list of actions to combat it, starting with new steps to, quote, ensure the nearly 100 million eligible Americans who have not received boosters get one as soon as possible. The administration saying it also plans to make at-home rapid tests free, extend mask requirement on public transit, and require more stringent testing protocols for all international travelers.
Yeah, the international traveler ones is interesting. So if you go somewhere, again, this is not like, so here I think you have to take a test, like if you're traveling internationally 72 hours before, prove you're negative, which is useless, but whatever. I mean, I don't get that. Maybe you catch a few people, but within 72 hours, you could be exposed 100 times. And so then you fly somewhere and whatever I don't know what they have you do on the other side, because every country is going to be different. Some countries, you know, back in the day, I mean, they were having you stay in a hotel for a week. So now if you're going to come back, you test 24 hours before instead of 72 hours. And they're going to ask you to self-quarantine, even if you're negative and you've been vaccinated, for at least 7 days. Yeah, that's going to go over well. Tell your boss that, because we do have one of them here. He's got a very mild case of it. Oh!
So far, all of the worldwide Omicron cases have originated in Southern Africa, which is also where that first U.S. patient had been prior to landing in San Francisco on November 22nd. 3 days later, on Thanksgiving, the traveler feeling symptoms, and 4 days after that, on the 29th, testing positive, self-reporting to authorities.
Yeah. It's probably been here for a while. Florida thinks they had it, like, November, early November. It's Florida. A lot of stuff going on in Florida. Man, Florida's awesome. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. So before you have your plan released to the world, maybe see what it looks like with all the scientific data. Then implement the plan when you think it's necessary. Well, we're trying to get into it. You can't. This is the thing. Human beings panic. Fight or flight. So I would say 99% of the world is flight. So panic can spread. Media loves the fact that fear sells, and fear is easier, right? Fear is so much easier. You ever look at drama's easy to do? Like in the movie industry, drama's easy, right? It's so easy to do. You can pick a story, right? Any story of a tragic, whatever it is. Go on the streets, talk to somebody who's struggling. You can build a story around that. It's not hard. Comedy's hard. Making people laugh is hard. Good horror movies are hard. Slasher films are easy and they make a ton of money because entertainment, you know what you can get, but to scare. That's a hard thing to do. Comedy, hard thing to do. Drama's easy. Scaring people's easy. Panic is easy. The problem is we've built up an immunity when it comes to so much of this crap. we've built up an immunity to so much of this that it's like we're at a tolerance level that's way up here. You have to do more and more now to get us to react the same way. All the symptoms being reported, very mild. But it spreads easier. It's got 30 variants in it. The business end of it, the protein, you know, spike protein, it's just all of these, but it's all very mild. But you don't understand. Yeah, I'm not listening anymore. Tough thing. Again, get your plan in place. Say, look, we've got a plan. You guys know we got a plan. And as soon as we get to a point where we think we need to really talk about the plan, we'll bring it out. Until then, you know, get your shot, wear a mask, move on with your life. 323-538-2423 @ChadBensonShow is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Let me tell you something. The more that we find out about this little boy who shot these kids, there's now 4 kids dead in Michigan. It is absolutely insane. So apparently earlier in the day, there was a meeting that morning with his parents, him and the school, about his behavior. Oh, yeah. He said he was bullied. That was it. He said he was bullied and he had been bullied, except for the part where, when asked, the police chief talked about it. He's like, we didn't get any reports. We talked to the people and the powers that be about this.
Asked the school if they had any records of him being bullied, and the coordinator of anti-bullying programs had no information that he'd been bullied by anyone.
Yeah. And again, earlier that day.
Authorities in Oakland County, Michigan say there were no threats against Oxford High School before Tuesday's shooting.
Now that's not what I'm hearing. Apparently some kids had felt this because on his Instagram, he had talked about death and Oxford High School. See you tomorrow. Apparently, a few kids didn't come to school because they had worried that something may take place.
But Sheriff Michael Bouchard says the school did have contact with the suspected shooter for behavior they felt was concerning.
In fact, the parents were brought in the morning of the shooting and had a face-to-face meeting with the school.
The suspect, 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, has been charged as an adult. A judge ordered him held at a county jail without bond.
Yeah, and if you saw the kid, and they're trying him as an adult, if you saw him, you would think to yourself, he is, if you go to Central Casting and you're like, hey, we need a kid that looks like he could be that nerdy kid that gets beat up at school all the time. You're like, oh, we got a kid for you. Some kids said, yeah, he was bullied. Other kids said, no, he wasn't really bullied, but he was a weird kid. The gun, 9mm, was purchased on Black Friday. People are asking questions about the parents. And then they did go in to the home and they got stuff.
Cell phone taken in a search warrant depicted a video made by him the night before the incident wherein he talked about shooting and killing students the next day at Oxford High School. Further, a journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up the school to include murdering students.
People said he dressed in all black. He was kind of quiet, not a shocker. Like, it's never the dude's like, oh, he was the funniest guy in the world. No, it wasn't that guy. And then the question about, people were asking questions about the video that you see out there was of the police or him banging on the door. And you can hear him in the video saying, bro, it's the sheriff's, open up, bro, it's the sheriff's, open up. Everybody said, oh, my God, you know, they would never say that. The police chief said,
more than likely it was one of our plainclothes detectives. And he may have been talking, bro, in a conversational manner to try to bring them down from the crisis to say, come on, bro, let's get out of the classrooms. Let's get you outside.
Yeah. But the kids bounced out the window. They're like, no, we're going to give a hard pass on this. This kid's disturbed. And you look at him, he looks like he's 10. Like I said, straight out of Central Casting for a movie. Just, it's, and his parents, and you know, and his mom, apparently, if you guys haven't, this is going to be brought up. She wrote a letter to Donald Trump in 2016. And you know, it's just, goodness. It's a weird situation. It's a tragic, horrible situation. And you ask yourself, what the hell were you thinking, right? Like, what's going through your mind? Jesse Smollett, what the hell were you thinking? This kid, what was he thinking? Because obviously people were aware that he has issues. My little brother, who I love to death, who was just here with me for a week, who's my son's best friend, he's got severe issues. Severe issues to the point where they have advised my mother it might be best to explore putting him in a place that would benefit him. And my mother doesn't want to do that. And I don't think he's at that point at all. But it's an ongoing fight with him at times. You can see it. His parents don't seem like they recognized any of this stuff or seemed to care or just thought people were overreacting. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Twitter. By the way, when you call, you can call 323-538-2423. If you want to leave a message, we'll play it out there. Leave your thoughts on any of the stuff. And if you're crazy, we're going to doubly play it. Don't use foul language because that call, God, it's a pain in my ass to go out there. And we have to edit it up. 323-538-2423. Rough Greens makes any pet food better. Give it to my dogs every single day. Gave it to my dog last night. Loved it. He did. Ate it up. Fantastic. Put it right on top of his foods. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega-369. I take supplements. So do my dogs. My younger dogs are on a great kick in life because they got Rough Greens early. My older dog is still alive. And I point to Rough Greens because the pain he was in was so bad that we thought about, it's time to get rid of him. It's time to put him down because he's not living his best life. He is now, thanks to Ruff Greens. Try it before you buy it. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. When you go there, you're going to get a bag for free. RuffGreens.com/Chad. Try it before you buy it. Pay for the shipping. They'll send you a bag. You can call 833-MY-DOG-77 as well. Ruff Greens makes any pet food better. Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's right. So, whose fault was it? Was it a bad armor? Was it just unlucky what took place? Did Alec Baldwin fire said gun?
You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes.
You're not a victim. What did I say yesterday? What did anyone? I said he's going to portray himself as a victim.
Yep. Yeah. Because I think back and I think of what could I have done?
Nothing. A, you're not a victim. It was a tragedy. Were you even supposed to fire the gun? Because people are coming out saying, no, you weren't supposed to fire the gun. You were not supposed to fire said gun.
It's a surprising revelation from Alec Baldwin sitting down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
That and the first clip from ABC's upcoming primetime special Thursday night. Baldwin talked for 2 hours, clearly emotional, at times crying, apparently devastated over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, killed by a bullet that came out of a gun in Baldwin's hand.
By the way, I don't for a second think he did anything wrong. I don't for a second think that he doesn't feel devastated and horrible by it. I absolutely think all of those things, because those things are true. Even if it was an accident, you had nothing to do with it. You can't, as a human being, even if you can compartmentalize certain things, not feel. All that being said, so the gun fired itself? How the bullet got on there, I think we're finding more and more out about that. It's going to be interesting to see the way that this thing goes. I don't think he's going to be charged criminally, but obviously the civil trial will be massive. The payouts will be huge. But I wouldn't be surprised if a few others might face actual criminal penalties. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. That is your Twitter. You can tweet, text, and like I say, the line 323-538-2423. You can leave voicemail or text as well. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
All of the things are happening. POTUS has a plan for Omicron, which is here. That's right. What are in these plans?
White House rolling out a list of actions to combat it, starting with new steps to, quote, ensure the nearly 100 million eligible Americans who have not received boosters get one as soon as possible. The administration saying it also plans to make at-home rapid tests free, extend mass requirement on public transit, and require more stringent testing protocols for all international travelers.
Yeah, but international travelers could be you. You fly to, let's say you go to Vancouver. Beautiful, right? Gorgeous city. Beautiful. Just lovely. Gorgeous. So lovely. So you go up to Vancouver. Spend a couple days, right? Maybe you want to go skiing or something. You go up there. You have to take a test now 24 hours before you return to the United States of America. Maybe you're flying to Toronto, Canada, wherever it is. Then they want you to self quarantine. And as far as the, what? Chad, did you skipped over that. No, yeah, they want you self quarantine 7 days in your house. You stay there. Your boss will be fine with it. I don't know if they will. No, they're going to be totally cool with it. You have to tell them, hey, look, I'm just doing what the government asked. And you don't want me to bring the coronavirus. Yeah, but you tested negative and you've got the shot. And you've tested negative. And I don't care if you've got the shot. If you continue to test negative, well, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. And who knows what else over the next coming days. And remember, these are the plans for the U.S. as a, you know, looking at it from the federal side of stuff and the national side. States are going to do different things. Already, you know, you've got New York and California and New Jersey. They're already doing their own thing anyways. So there's that. All based on something that we don't really have an idea about. But we do have it here. We now know that because he's been found in San Francisco.
So far, all of the worldwide Omicron cases have originated in Southern Africa, which is also where that first U.S. patient had been prior to landing in San Francisco on November 22nd. 3 days later, on Thanksgiving, the traveler feeling symptoms, and 4 days after that, on the 29th, testing positive. Self-reporting to authorities.
Yeah. By the way, the people that he was with, his family and stuff, they've tested negative, and he says he's, you know, between 18 and 40, they're saying, and he's fine. He's got mild symptoms, and he hadn't got the booster, but we didn't know he got the shot. You know, that's whatever. I mean, you don't know. It's good to have a plan. But implementing stuff. Implementing stuff, coming out and announcing it the way you are, that's a little different. That feels fiery. I can't blame it all on the White House. But the media's played a part in this. And then the other side of things, U.S. and Mexico reached an agreement. The Trump-era stay-in-Mexico plan has been restarted because the court said, you have to do this. Yeah, but we don't like it. Yeah, but the evidence that you guys presented was not very good. You guys basically saying he's a meanie is not a good defense. So I don't think that was their defense. It kind of was. So the stay in Mexico plan is going to be back in effect. But like everything else, right? Like everything else, it's only as good as it's actually implemented. So you can say, I want to do this, right? This is the thing we want to do right here. This is the jam that we're doing, and this is what we want to do. And then your implementation fails because you don't really implement it. On the other side of things, you could say, I hate this thing, but it works. Yeah, but I hate it. Yeah, but we got to keep it. Yeah, but it's I hate it. All right, it's still in effect. Okay, yeah, just don't enforce it. So it's as good as it's going to be enforced. And I don't know what kind of deal they made, but essentially, if you don't know what it is, this is arguably look, there was a lot of things I liked about Trump. Didn't always like the way that he governed. I understood some of the way that he governed. I hated his battles with the media. I hated that so much of what took place was self-inflicted. I also hated the fact that the media ran wild. But he did do some good things. He did. And one of which was this. Stay in Mexico. So if you're traveling from South America, Central America, some of the islands, and you're coming up right through there, and you get to Mexico, and you come across, you have to return to Mexico while your asylum case is being looked at. Then when there's a decision, if you're granted asylum, you can come here. I think that's pretty good, right? The catch and release doesn't work. I think we can all agree that's not a good plan. That's not a good plan. No, it's probably not a good plan. It's not. At no time did anybody really think this was going to be a solid plan. Anybody of any wit, any intellectual ability, think, hey, this is going to be a really good plan. No. So with record numbers that we've not seen in decades, almost half a century, if not more, Trump, on Trump's watch, it went down a bit, but the last year when this went into place, it just froze everything out. And this year, the amount of people that came over was tremendous. Normally, during the summertime. So for those of you who live across the country and you understand what this area is like, I live in Arizona. I've basically lived in border states my entire life. California, Arizona, Texas. I lived throughout Europe for a decade, but those are the states I've lived in. Let me tell you something. The terrain, the weather, during certain times of year, especially from about June through early September, in the areas that people would be crossing, are not only inhospitable, that's being kind. Like, that's where they go film stuff. We're like, how does anything live out here? So you do see a fall off during that time of year. This year, we didn't see it. In fact, we saw record-breaking month after record-breaking month after record-breaking month. 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 After record. You didn't see that with Trump. Because the wall that he built was best was this. Was the Stay in Mexico plan. Comprehensive immigration reform comes when we can stop the flow of people coming here illegally, figure out who's here, and then start to make plans moving forward on how we, the people that are here, DACA, people that lived here for 20 years, came here through no fault of their own, mom and dad, looking for a better life, totally understandable. If you said you wouldn't do it yourself, you're a liar. But we have to have some sort of immigration policy. So if you fly from, let's say you escape Afghanistan today, right? And you're not part of the special list of people that are supposed to be allowed to come here. And you escape Afghanistan or Turkmenistan and you manage to get to Canada. You can't come to America, apply for asylum and stay here. You've got to stay in the first safe haven, Canada, if that's where you got to first, before you can come here. This was a great, great, fair way of doing stuff. Well, yeah, but Mexico doesn't want those people. Okay, well, then that's Mexico's problem. So we'll see what takes place. We'll see how real this is. I don't know how real it's going to be. I don't know how real it's going to be. Because at the end of the day, we know that it's all about implementation. It is. It's all about implementation. If you do not implement something, it doesn't matter. And I am of the opinion that I doubt they're going to implement it the way that it should be implemented. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. So much stuff to still squeeze into, including baseball. What the hell's going on with baseball? Supreme Court, Mississippi, biggest case in 50 years. Love hearing from all of you. Raycon, best earbuds around. Holiday season is here. Shopping, shopping, shopping. But you want to get somebody that perfect gift. They love music. They love their podcast. They go, man, that Chad Benson Show podcast, I can't get enough of that, right? They love their stuff when it comes to working out and being able to rock. And you've seen them go through, you know, different headphones and earbuds, and they get them Raycons. Raycons are amazing. Everyday Raycons from Ray J are incredible. So Raycon, these things last. First of all, 8 hours of talk time, 32 hours of battery life. You listen times. That's listen time. You get an amazing case that will give you up to 4 charges. So that means you just put them in there. They charge it up for you. You have to plug the case in and it charges like that. On top of that, you get a 45-day happiness guarantee, the best fit and sound quality you'll find. And right now, up to 30% off. But you got to hurry. It's not going to last forever. Buy Raycon.com/Chad. There is no shipping delays. There are no worries about all this. Oh, my goodness. What about the stuff that's going on? And don't worry about the chain, the supply chain with Raycon. Get it now. Raycon.com/Chad. Raycon.com/Chad. Get it now. Save up to 30%. Raycon.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
No fake outrage here. Just the real thing. The Chad Benson Show.
Are you guys ready to find out what's trending?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Now it's time to find out
what's trending.
What's trending?
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean something, right? Like it's trending on the old intranet.
What's trending?
Let's take a look and find out what's trending.
Biggest stuff last 24 hours to Google, Roe versus Wade, Spotify rap, Clarence Avant, icon, music producer. His wife was shot and killed in a home invasion robbery. LeBron COVID. Not his name, but he's got COVID. Then he tweeted out something. Something's fishy going on.
Really? What's that? Well, I don't know.
Alec Baldwin, trending. Google didn't pull the trigger. Stacey Abrams is running for re-election for governor. Chad, she didn't win. Are you sure? Because she says she won. No, she didn't. She lost by like 100,000 votes or something. Nah, she definitely probably won. She's running for governor. That's all I'm saying. That's it. MLB, that's Major League Baseball. We'll talk about it in a second. Guess what's going on? There is no baseball. We know that, Chad. No, there's nothing. They're done. It's a lockout. Not a strike, lockout, two separate things. Head over to Twitter. Keith Olbermann is trending. He's getting all kinds of guff for his tweet about Barstool Sports tweet out, a high school football player rushed to a school shooter and sacrificed his own life to save his classmates. They want to rename the stadium after him, one of the victims in the shooting the other day in Michigan. And Olbermann tweeted, this kid died to stop a school shooter whose mother echoed the Trumpist fascism. Such a buffoon. What happened to you? Simone Sanders, VP, senior advisor, chief spokeswoman to said VP Harris. She's expected to step down. What? Chris Cuomo is in, well, he's addressed the situation. What took place? He has. Polio. Polio. I like when they talk about, well, polio is, you know, it's very, we got rid of polio. Yeah, we didn't know how polio was infected. I mean, go back to AIDS. We didn't really, I mean, we thought everybody could catch it at any given time. Could be airborne, could be any of these things. By the way, Fauci, I thought it was airborne. It might be, I don't know. Wear a mask. I'm like, polio's trending. I saw an article the other day. Producer, you'd find this fascinating. There is two people in America still on an iron lung. Two people in America. And they did an interview with one guy who's still on an iron lung. He got polio when he was younger, and he still lives to this day on an iron lung. If you've never seen an iron lung, Chris Cuomo did speak yesterday on his radio show because he has a radio show. And again, I did not know that.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Cuomo. Let's get after it. Quick note about the obvious. I've been suspended from CNN. Do me a favor, cut the music. Thank you.
We'll touch on that in a little bit more about what he went on to say. But he came out acknowledged. Apparently he's on, I thought CNN had its own, I didn't know if he had his own show on another channel, if CNN has a channel on XM. I have no idea. I did not know. But talk about what he said. And again, people have gotten mad to me because I've defended him in some cases when it comes to this. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, tweet at us. Text the program. Major League Baseball, lockout in effect. What do the players want? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
The media. Chad, you're part of the media. I always try to tell everybody this. Journalism, media, two separate things. Understand this. It's a business. At the end of the day, I have worked places. I'll give you guys a little insight into the way this world works. I've worked places where I've seen ratings through the roof for shows, and they've been let go. I never understood that, especially when I was younger. Younger, and I understand it now. When you're younger, and I've worked places where shows are middling at best, lower rung mostly, that they keep getting renewed and over again. It's about the dollars. It's about the dollars. The show over here is really popular. They have trouble selling it. Content, whatever it is. They don't have a, you know, good reach in the in whatever market they're in. Whatever, they just have a trouble selling it. Over here, these people, they've built an audience that are loyal to them. And on top of that, they're in the public out. They're doing stuff. They're sellable, and they bring in revenue. Ratings mean very little. Yes, it's great to sell off the ratings and stuff like that, but the revenue side of it matters. So when we talk about media, first and foremost, understand it's a business. Journalism is separate from, by the way, there's no money in journalism. Zero money in journalism. Yes, if you've been established for a while and you're a big name, yeah, you can make some money. But you're not making money based on, like, going out and getting a job somewhere, and you're killing. You got a degree, and you're established. Yeah, you're working at the New York Times. You're probably making good money. Been there a while. Tom Friedman, bunch of those people. Oh, absolutely, they're doing okay. But they've also written tons of books. Appear on TV shows now. They're stepping away from that objective side of journalism. Pay scale for journalists start at $28,000 a year. Average journalist makes $40,000. Think about that. There's no money in that. Zero. So remember, journalism, media, two separate things. Nowadays, you got to be loud, got to be out there, got to be screaming, yelling, saying crazy, lunatic things, saying stuff that's off the wall. Because you will get people to pay attention to you. You will. Chris Cuomo, they had Trump, right? And they went after Trump, and blah, blah, blah. You know, we know all about that. His brother, he's the greatest in the world, da, 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 da. We know all about that crap. Stop being a journalist, even though they portrayed him that way. That's one of the big issues with CNN, is you portray everybody as a journalist there, but you're not objective. Because you know one thing. There's no money in journalism. There's no, even when it comes to the revenue side of things across the board, there's not money in it. Money's in the personalities. It's where the money's at. It's in personalities. Personalities are big. Da, da, da. That's where the money's at. That's why your morning shows, if you listen to stations across the country just cruising around, you listen, they get more money, right? The bigger shows, because it's about the personalities, right? Selling, you know, everybody's playing the same music, but you guys, the personalities over here is totally different. You're great. I'm listening to them. Journalists, no money. And that was the problem with CNN. CNN portrayed everybody as anchors, journalists. Fox doesn't do that. Brett Baer, I mean, they all, for Fox News, we're CNN. You guys call yourself news. At the end of the day, you are what you are. We know what you are. But Tucker Carlson gets way more viewers. Five times the amount of viewers than Cuomo does. Cuomo has a radio show as well. Cuomo's gone from CNN, came out yesterday, and delivered this. And again, I apologize, had no idea he had a radio show.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Cuomo. Let's get after it. Quick note about the obvious. I've been suspended from CNN. Do me a favor, cut the music. Thank you. You know this already. It hurts to even say it. It's embarrassing. But I understand it. And I understand why some people feel the way they do about what I did. I've apologized in the past. I mean it. It's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help. I know they have a process that they think is important. I respect that process. So I'm not going to talk about this any more than that. So for right now, let's just get after it. And there's plenty to do on that score.
Riveting.
I wouldn't apologize. Come out. Say it. You know what? He's my brother. There you go. CNN's going to let me go because, you know, first of all, CNN's 90% of it's CNN's fault. You guys propped his brother up. You turned him into a demigod. You allowed him to interview him 1,000 times. Brought him on his show all the time. That's a good portion. You should have said from day one, you know, look, you're here. Your brother's the, you know, governor of New York. He's off limits. Not on your show. And we don't want you talking about him. That's it. And the nights that something breaks that's massive, you have somebody else in there. That's the way it should have been. But I had to come out and just said, look, yeah, you know what? He's my brother. I don't know what you expect me to do. Period. Case closed. End of story. I would have done it again today because he's my brother. He told me he didn't do it. He told me he wasn't involved in any of these things. And I know my brother. What would you have done? Maybe he didn't like your family. But that was his, you know, I'm devastated. And then all of his colleagues come out. They have Jeffrey Toobin out there. I'm like, really? Of all the people that you're going to roll out there, Spanky McSpankerson's the one? Hey, who do we have that can speak against Chris Cuomo? What about the guy that fondled himself on? Yeah, bring him out here. That's a good one. You guys couldn't get Louis C.K.? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. All right, guys. Major League Baseball, locking it down. That's right. They are locked down. Out. Gone. Strike, lockout. Two separate things. Here's a strike. You, as employees, decide you want more. You're working within the confines of a contract where you feel you're being treated unfairly. You decide you're not going to show up. You're going on strike. A lockout is, it has come to the point where we have finished this contract. We are trying to negotiate with you. You do not want what we're offering you, so we've decided that you're not going to be working at this moment in time for us. That's what is going on at this point in time. What do the players want?
For the players, though, it's a very simple thing. They feel like they have gone backward financially over the last couple of years. And if you look, Scott, at the average salary for an average Major League Baseball player, it has stayed steady over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and teams are getting wealthier. They're getting wealthier. I mean, you know, in the last several days, we have seen players sign for $130 million for 3 years, largest average salary per year. We have seen $325 million contract handed out in Texas, $175 million contract handed also out in Texas, several hundred-plus million-dollar contracts. It's not the average player. What they really want is, so the way baseball works, baseball is a very interesting thing, is it's all about service time. So what service time is, and before you get to the free agency world where people can start bidding on you, where you have zero ties and you're like, open up the floodgates, show me what you got. Before you get to that, you have to have a certain amount of time. What baseball has done for years is played a game, the owners, the general managers, to keep their players longer. They bring them up at a certain time of the year, which guarantees them that it won't count towards their service time. They do little things like that, especially to younger players, therefore being able to hold on to them longer before they hit the free agency market. And then along the way, they are eligible for things like arbitration. You made $1 million last year. We haven't reached a long-term deal. Your agent wants $12 million. Go to arbitration, and usually they say, he's worth $7 million. What they want now is you to hit the market sooner, at a much younger age, which as an owner, it's weird, right? Because baseball ends at these freaking wacky contracts, like 10 years, $325 million, and you're like, oh my God, that's a lot of money, and it's all guaranteed because it's baseball. But then you step back and you think to yourself, that guy's 32 years old. Like, if you're 26 and you hand that out, you're like, oh, that's pretty good, right? It's pretty good, because by the time that he gets, you know, he might still be playing at a level. Now you're older, and these guys are like, all right, I want this. And you're like, all right, we're going to give you that. And you know, okay, I've got probably 3 years with this guy where he's playing at the level he's playing at now. Then I got 3 years where, if we're lucky, we'll get a decent amount of production. Then I got 3 years where he's the highest paid player on our team and he gets 50 bats a year. I would think they'd want some of these guys to get out there earlier. Well, other teams do. They don't want their guys to get there. But baseball's got an issue. And the issue is younger people aren't paying attention anymore. You're not growing your base. Owners want more playoffs teams because they want more revenue. And the way that baseball makes its revenue is very interesting as well. I'll give you guys a peek into this. All right, it's kind of fun talking about stuff like this. So baseball's revenue, for most part, comes from not the big national deals, from all the local deals. Time Warner comes in, to the Dodgers, said, we're going to give you $3 billion. Okay. So they all have their local TV deals, which are massive, on top of their national deals. That's how they bring in revenue. Plus, every night, there's butts in the seats, things of that nature. All the other stuff the players don't participate in. But how are you going to get younger people to watch? Because I tell you what, 94 can't happen again if you think you're already struggling when it comes to viewership. You're struggling when it comes to putting butts in the seats outside of a few stadiums. So how are you going to do that? Because another 94, devastating.
While very few people from the game back then are still around now, if that's not resonating through the minds of the people at the top of Major League Baseball and at the top of the Major League Baseball Players Association, they need to reassess their priorities. If you start losing games, you're going to start losing fans. If you start losing fans, then you have lost your soul. And that's what Major League Baseball needs to recognize is at stake here. That's what the union needs to recognize is at stake. And I think ultimately they will strike a deal because they are not going to cut off their noses to spite their faces.
Last night, let you guys know, they met for 7 minutes. Then they all parted their ways. Apparently they weren't happy. Be interesting to see. I find this stuff intriguing, the way that this stuff breaks down and the fight that goes on, because you've got billionaires fighting with millionaires over so much money. But you're also losing a viewership. How do you restore that? What do you do to bring younger people to the game? Because younger people, where are they? Basketball, football, and soccer. That right there. If you told me today I have to invest in one team, one sport, as far as up and coming, soccer. Not just because I played it, but because if you look, what it cost you 10 years ago to buy an MLS franchise? $20 million, maybe? Now, just to buy a team, it's going to cost you $400 or $500 million just to get into it? I'd also invest in e-games. Be interesting. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. MyPillow is giving you great deals right now. Huge deals just in time for the holidays. They got the buy one, get one free Giza Dream Sheets. Best sheets in the world. The MyPillow, deep discounts on that. Mattress topper, all of the incredible stuff. They've even got cardigans. The My Slippers are amazing. It is a great time to jump on the super deals. And the other side of it is everything's made here in the United States. There's no problem with what's going on with the supply chain. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. It's made right here in the United States. That means you'll have it for the holidays. Take absolute huge advantage of all of these things, including the buy one, get one free Giza Dream Sheets just in time for the holidays. They make great gifts. Go to MyPillow.com. When you do, use promo code Benson. You will save big. MyPillow.com, promo code Benson. MyPillow.com, promo code Benson. Chad Benson Show.
You go, boy.
This isn't about right or left. This is just about right and wrong.
Right you are, Chad. The Chad Benson Show.
That is right. Somebody just sent us an old email regarding what's taking place with Chris Cuomo. Thanks for giving us the skinny, but is he in trouble for coercion? Or so? No, he just used some of his, you know, his contacts to check up. I don't think he put pressure on any of these ladies like, hey, you know, what a Cuomo's will break your legs. I don't think he did any of that stuff. He helped a brother out. He gave him some information. But, Chad, you don't like Cuomo. I don't know him. May not be a bad guy. Might be a pompous ass. Kind of feels more like that. By the way, you can't be in an industry like this or that and not have some sort of ego. So, but I look at CNN. It's just as culpable as anybody else in this. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Interesting story about Anthony J. Broadwater. If you don't know him, he's been exonerated in a rape case. It took place a long time ago, 1981. 40 years ago. His case has been completely wiped out. The woman who accused him made millions selling her book about the incident. She also wrote The Lovely Bones, which is a movie. And she released a statement. It was very interesting how the whole thing came about. They're making the movie based on the book, and one of the producers said, none of this stuff adds up. He went, got a private detective. Within 2 days, they realized none of this stuff was real. And he's now been exonerated, having to live 30 years as a registered sex offender. Oh, my God. Just a absolute travesty of justice. 100%. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts. Independent life. This is Chad Benson.
You know, there's an old saying, if you're going to make it there, you make it anywhere. America, if you want to be something, you got to make it in America. Right? The Beatles wouldn't be the Beatles without coming here. It just wouldn't happen. You got to make it here. Omicron feels the same way. It's got to make it here. And it has. It's made its debut in San Francisco. Oh, no. Yes. Today, President of the United States, along with, I'm sure, Dr. Fauci and several other talking heads, are going to come out and lay out a plan on how they're going to stop this thing from spreading.
It's comprehensive. We have to take a multifaceted approach, right? We've got to have testing. People have to be wearing masks indoors in crowded places. Obviously, people really should be getting boosted. Those are all the tools that we have developed over the last 20 months, and we need to deploy them all right.
Yeah. So what do we know? There's a guy that's here, traveled to South Africa between the ages of 18 and like 40. He's had mild symptoms, had Moderna, didn't feel good. After being here for a couple days, got tested, he's fine. That's kind of what it is. There is what we have. Oh, jeez. What will we do? Here's the way I look at plans. You have a plan. My buddy used to fly, he's since retired. He flew for Virgin Airways. He flew the big ones back in the day when there were 47s. And you have plans as a just in case. You don't tell everybody what your plans are, right? You have a plan for a plan for a plan for a plan for a plan. If something goes out, we have a plan here. If something goes out, we have a plan here. Here's the book where all the plans are, how we break it down. What would be the best? Should this thing go out? Should this engine happen? What happened to me? Here's a plan, it's a plan, it's a plan, it's a plan. But telling people the, oh my God, these are all the things that could possibly happen, doesn't relax people. What you do is, you have the plans ready. That's it. Right? Then you come on the intercom, said, hey guys, we're expecting a smooth flight. Point A to point B. Could have some turbulence over here. But, you know, should be okay. That's what you do. The media has not done that with this. Not to underplay it, but to overplay it. And that's what they've done. They've overplayed this. At this moment in time, this is what we have. We know very little about this. Very little. Mostly mild symptoms. Seems to be that the vaccines offer some sort of protection. How much of that protection? I don't know. But to show you what reactions feel like and see what they are, think about this for a second, right? So you hear a guy like this come in, Dr. Charles Chu.
Most variants have fewer than 10 mutations. This one has more than 30 in the spike protein.
Which is the business end of it. Oh my God, this one's 30. That's 20 more. But that's where you can go on and say, look, just because it has more doesn't mean it's going to be more effective. It's a copy of a copy of a copy. The reality is this thing might be very, very mild and offer very little in ways of real danger. But when you only hear something like that, oh my God, what did you have the other day? You had the president and CEO of Moderna come out and say, it's not going to work. None of these is going to work. Within moments, 600 points fell off the stock market.
Uh-oh.
Because people panic. They're reactionary, not forward thinking. You plan for something because that's what you do. But you don't announce your plans that could send people and states spiraling into insanity. That's not a helper. So we'll see what we know.
We just don't know. I think there is reason to be concerned that our vaccines may take a hit. I'm pretty confident if you're fully boosted, you're going to have a high degree of protection. But we'll know more in the next week to 10 days.
Yeah. Again, having a plan is wonderful. But rolling it out as if this is, which is the way that a lot of people have made this thing out to be in the media. That's not it. This is what I'll tell you. Based on the epidemiologists I've talked to, based to the likes of people that we've spoken in the last 72 hours, right? Health experts out here in Arizona, Dr. Cardona, who's the former Surgeon General of the United States of America, and a few others, is a milder version that can spread more than Delta may in the end be something that's somewhat of a blessing if it's less deadly with effective treatments that are out there. And mostly the people that are compromised when it comes to their immune system and could be in serious trouble, even if they caught the flu or severe cold, they're mostly vaccinated and boosted. So the health side of it would be a benefit because you'd have some natural immunity along with all of the other stuff in a greater reach. We'll see. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Good news is they have kicked the can down the road to February 18th when it comes to shutting down the government, because there was a worry that that was going to happen. But they've reached a deal to not do their job for at least another 2 months. Producer Phil, what did you say? It's been how long? 1996?
1996 was the last time they were able to do normal operations without a CR.
That's a continuing resolution. So 1996 was the last time they passed a budget and weren't looking to kick the can down the road. Think about that. Your government right there. That's your government at work right there. 1996. 25 years. Half of my life. They've CR'd it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So soak that up for a second. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, tweet us, text the program. Other big news today, and we're going to talk a bit about it. What took place yesterday? SCOTUS. Big, and here's where you look at something. You say, you know, we don't know anything about this variant, right? Omicron, we don't know anything as far as the real nuts and bolts of it, because as we've seen, science can change. Certain things can happen. We think we've got a handle on something, but we've not run all the tests. We only have partial facts, but going on what we know now. So why blow it up? Well, what we do know is SCOTUS is out there. And SCOTUS right now has its first look at an abortion case where you have originalists sitting on the bench in such a way that abortion, not Roe v. Wade, but the issue itself is leaning in a conservative way. Yesterday, you know, people were listening, some people were reacting, and a lot of people, of course, were panicking, because that's what happens.
I'm not very hopeful because we have an anti-majority Supreme Court.
By that, again, anti-majority, what's that mean? Majority of Americans believe abortion should be legal. Majority. But that's where people leave. They think it should be legal the first trimester. A vast majority, even bigger than that, think no in the second trimester. And a much larger majority, like a ridiculous majority, believe no in the third trimester. This is about states' rights. And this is what Trump's legacy, I've always said, is going to be. It's going to be this. This is a generational group of judges. Chief Justice Roberts, still fairly young, right? Amy Coney Barrett, fairly young. Kavanaugh, fairly young. Yes, you've got Thomas out there, who's a little bit older. But when you look at over the last several years where this thing has gone, it's now 63. This right here, and by that I mean originalist, meaning they interpret it a different way than the left side does. The left believes it's a living, breathing thing and that what they meant, you know, translates to today's things. Where originalists now go, how it's written is how it's meant. And states' rights is a huge issue. And that's, I think, the core of this. So it'll be interesting to see the way that plays out. We're going to talk to Monica Lindstrom, legal expert, bottom of the hour, really dig into it. Because the way that And by the way, I listened to a lot of it yesterday. The pro-choice side, right? Pro-life, pro-choice. So Mississippi and the people that are defending Planned Parenthood and, you know, all of these, they didn't have a lot of good rebuttals. It's not really, you know, they're asking questions, and that's the way the Supreme Court asks questions. And some of their comebacks, and if you will, were very good. I think most legal experts, regardless of whether or not you believe it should be, hey, a woman could be able to do whatever she wants, whenever she wants, you know, up until the point the baby is like, we're like, that just wasn't good enough. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. And as we talk about the Omicron and stuff, you know, when you look around the world, one of the things that is so noticeable that is left out is the fact that health is massive in this. So many people that have comorbidities, in particular, they struggle with their weight. It's kind of, you know, it's been a big problem. I've battled my weight off and on for the last, you know, 20 years. And part of that's because once I finished playing soccer, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sit there and eat organic all day and run 20 miles. This wasn't going to happen. I'd done that for my entire life. So then, you know, it gets away from you, especially over the last year and a half, right? But let me tell you something. Not all of it's willpower, because there's times now in my life where I've gone and I've eaten like a rabbit and I've worked out. I didn't lose it. I realized that some of it's just biology. And that's where Calibrate comes in. Totally different. Comprehensive doctor-guided metabolic reset. So it's a metabolic reset. So you have one-on-one video coaching, right? You get a doctor's video visit that includes medical care. And the way it works is it's an FDA-approved medication paired with lifestyle changes. Small ones, not big ones, because when people go and do stuff that's so dramatic and it just doesn't work. You know, that's not realistic. This is about resetting your metabolic system. On average, Calibrate's earliest members lost about 15% of their body weight, exceeding the 10% average weight loss seen in clinical trials. Watch this work for you. I'm telling you guys right now, if you're saying to yourself, as we head into New Year, I need to get fitter, this is a real way of doing it that helps you with your biology, which is something that none of us can fight. We all know that. We can do a lot of different things. But inside, sometimes, yeah, your genes are just your genes. So your weight doesn't reflect your willpower. Get back in control with Calibrate. $50 off the one-year metabolic reset when you use promo code CHAD at joincalibrate.com. That's $50 off. When you use CHAD, that's the promo code, at joincalibrate.com. Joincalibrate.com. Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
You have. All kinds of takeout. I think if you guys ever listen to the show, you guys know I've been known to have a few takeouts in my day. Had meatball sandwich yesterday. It was very, very delicious. But I only had half of it. That's how you do it. It's portion control, kids. Portion control. Portion control. That's all I'm saying. Everything's about control. Control yourself. Portion control. Gun control. Control of women's bodies. Don't get a vaccine. You control me. All that being said, we do have an economy we all participate in. Today's the day they release the numbers.
222,000 Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a bit higher than last week's record low, but fits the overall trend. Employers are hanging on to workers in this tight labor market. A fuller picture comes Friday when the Labor Department releases monthly employment for November. Economists expect hundreds of thousands of new jobs were created last month before the newly identified Omicron variant of COVID-19 became a threat to the economy.
Yeah. So, and that's, again, why when you come out with a plan, you talk a little bit about, we're monitoring it. You don't put the panic out there because you saw the sell-off that took place last week. And the first, that's all from, oh my God, our stuff's not going to work. Moderna guy, CEO. Then yesterday, finding out and confirming we have our first case in San Francisco, and what happened? Sell off quick. it's jittery already. So take a deep breath. You have your plan, right? Because you have to have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, you can plan to fail. But it doesn't mean you come out and you scare people. I think a lot of that is what's been going on over the last 72 plus hours. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. All right. Biggest case in 50 years, arguably the biggest story. SCOTUS. Right now. What are they going to do? They're hearing a case about abortion. Originalists. People who look at the Constitution as it is written. Trump's biggest legacy. Mississippi. How big is this? And what does it mean for states' rights, for women? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Monica Lindstrom, legal expert, court TV, judge, all. She's going to join us straight ahead, talk about it. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
I always said Trump's legacy was going to be the courts. At some point in time, this was going to land there. This and gun control. Abortion. Ooh. Joining us now, legal, an expert indeed. Monica Lindstrom, she's a legal expert, KTR, out here in Phoenix, as well as court TV and all the other stuff, books, da-da-da-da. Monica, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Chad? Thank you for having me on.
Hey, you know what's neat? Because for those of you who know, she's hosted shows with me before, Monica's Good Times. It makes my on-air partner out here locally feel uncomfortable we talk about this, but I think it's a huge thing. How big is this case?
All right, so we are talking about, I would say, one of the biggest, if not the biggest case to hit the Supreme Court in the past 50 years. And this is regarding Roe v. Wade, which is the issue of abortion and a woman's right to privacy. We finally have a case that's made its way to the Supreme Court that deals with the exact issue of abortion. Other cases have kind of skirted around or dealt with other issues surrounding abortion, but this is the one that could end up overturning Roe v. Wade and then Casey, which is the case that came after Roe v. Wade.
So the Casey case was that about viability? What's viable as far as an embryo that becomes a child that can live outside of the womb?
Yes. Yeah, so Roe v. Wade is the decision that gave the women the right to privacy, essentially, or I should say the right to privacy was there. But Roe v. Wade said women have the right to privacy and the right to get an abortion is under that right to privacy. Now, Casey came along 20 years after that and said, look, we are setting the line of viability at 24 weeks. That means that there can be no abortion bans or no bans on abortion before 24 weeks. After that, then the states can go ahead and put in bans if they want. But up to the 24 weeks, you cannot ban abortions. And that's what the Supreme Court is looking at today. Well, it was looking at yesterday, hearing the arguments, and now going forward, it has to decide, is it going to overturn Roe v. Wade and Casey? Because the Mississippi law that's out there definitely makes a significant change here, although Mississippi is trying to say it's not that big of a change.
What is the difference between, so this is 15 weeks in Mississippi comparatively to what Texas just argued and what Casey says?
All right, so forget about Texas. Texas is a separation of powers that doesn't have anything to do directly with abortion. This case is all about abortion, and Mississippi law says that it will ban abortions after 15 weeks. It has a couple exceptions, but not very many. So that is 9 weeks difference between the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade and Casey that says 24 weeks. So that's 9 weeks. The attorney for the Mississippi actually had the audacity to state that that's not a significant change, and I wanted to reach through the headphones and slap him for that one. But anyway, so Mississippi would ban all abortions after 15 weeks. Now, what's interesting, Chad, is Mississippi is not saying that abortion should be banned, period. Mississippi is stating that the court should not be the one to decide this. The people should decide it. So the Supreme Court should overrule Roe v. Wade and Casey and say, you know what? We don't want to have anything to do with this. Let's let each state decide on its own.
So it's kind of like a states' rights issue is the way that they're arguing it.
Yeah. They're just saying that it's not that the state has the right to do it. They're asking the Supreme Court to just basically step down, you know, take the court out of this and then let the state decide. And then presumably the state would decide based on the citizens of that state, although I'm not sure if that's true or not. But then that's confusion across the whole country. And then you're violating, you know, possibly women's right to privacy, which is a constitutional issue, which is a federal issue. So it's a very interesting thing because the justices started asking questions not only about viability, but also stare decisis. Now, stare decisis is the court following its own decisions that came before today. And so those are the two big things that the court is looking at.
Talking to Monica Lindstrom, legal expert out here at KTR, but also a legal expert. She works court TV. She's also a judge and likes to judge people because I know Monica's very judgy. You know, Monica, it's interesting because you can kind of get a feel of the way when people are asking, you know, you listen to Sotomayor, you're like, you're a hard no on this. You know, but Kavanaugh, who said, hey, look, Roe v. Wade is settled. But then he also went back and he talked about a few other things. Brown versus the Board of Education. If we were to leave that untouched, where would we be? Right. You know, separate but equal. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that. He talked about Miranda out here, Arizona. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know where Miranda was, a real person. That some of those things, yeah, they were settled. But at that time, comparatively to now, totally different.
Yeah. And that is something that the Supreme Court has to deal with is the social pressure and the changing of our society and the decisions that are made in society. But the Supreme Court is set up to not take into consideration social pressures and the changes in society. It is supposed to look at the facts and the law and the Constitution. And Kavanaugh came out and said, so basically you're telling me that the Constitution itself is not pro-choice, it's not pro-life, it's neutral. And the attorney said, yes, that's right. There is no right to an abortion inside the Constitution, meaning it's written there. And Kavanaugh, I believe, is a constitutionalist with some others on the court. I could get that wrong right now, but where they believe that if it's not specifically written in the Constitution, you really don't have a right to it. But there were some other questions by some justices about why is this not just a religious discussion, because religions differ in this. And then Sotomayor came out and said, look, this has been the rule for 50 years. Why should it change now? Because all the arguments that you're making now were the exact same arguments that were made in Roe v. Wade, and the Supreme Court issued Roe v. Wade. They were all made again in Casey, and the Supreme Court upheld Roe v. Wade. So you're looking at two cases and 50 years of precedent. There's no reason to change it now.
So listening to people yesterday, because I listened to as much as I could, you know, listening to what I could, you know, when I had a chance.
Did it make your blood boil like it did mine?
You know what? Again, it's. I understand why they have a lifetime appointment because you don't want them to be swayed by, you know, having to be reelected or any of these things. I totally get that. But also, even the way that the, you know, so you've got Mississippi defending their case. And on the other side, I don't think they did a really good job at times presenting where I'm like, you could have got a second year law student with a little personality that could have done better than what you did.
You know what? That's funny because I thought she did a great job. And here's the reason why. The attorney for Mississippi, I thought he kind of stuttered around a little bit, not just physically, but I mean, you know, just the topics and his answers, I didn't find too compelling. Her answers for the government were a little bit more compelling in that she was very calm and very succinct and precedent driven. So she kept telling the justices about past precedent. precedent. So I actually liked her, and I liked the fact that they used a woman to argue it. I think they, Mississippi probably should have used a woman as well, although justices aren't supposed to be swayed by that. We are talking about the issue of abortion, which deals directly with a woman's body, her freedom, et cetera, her right to privacy. So I was a little surprised that there was a man arguing that. But comes down to it, the court is going to have to decide, are they going to follow 50 years of their own decisions, or are they going to go ahead and make a change and change that viability line from 24 weeks to 15 weeks, which would give states the right to go ahead and ban abortions after 15 weeks.
So let's just say, I mean, gut feeling is that, you know, you've got essentially six justices that are conservative slash originalists. They look at it, they interpret the Constitution and the laws within that based on that. And you've got the other side of the liberal justices who say it's a living, breathing thing, and we're going to interpret it in ways as we move forward. Gut is that they're going to do that. The reality is abortion's not going anywhere. And Mississippi then has the right to elect people to put in place people that could change the law back to 24 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, if Mississippi gets its way, its law would be out there, which is 15 weeks, and it could change it in the future if it wanted. But it would also give the states, every single state out there, the power to decide what that state wants to do. That's pretty much what. And there's part of me that says, you know what, that's okay. Let's let the people speak. But then when you're dealing with an issue that has already been decided for 50 years, nothing has really changed, then why does it need to be changed now? Because our world has been operating, or our country has been operating just fine with the way that it is. I understand there are some that absolutely hate abortions, but there are some that truly believe that it's a necessary evil. So again, nothing has changed. This will be the most important decision, because every justice that ever gets put in place, and oftentimes every judge that has to go in front of a panel to be appointed, they have to answer this kind of question. The abortion question is huge. Every politician out there gets asked the abortion question. So this decision, everybody should pay attention to, because it has consequences beyond just a woman's right.
Clarence Thomas, we know where he's going. Stephen Breyer, we know where he's going. Alito, we know where he's going. Sotomayor, Kagan, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, John Roberts. I mean, Roberts doesn't like to touch past cases. He's very much a historian in some ways.
And that's what's great. And Judge Barrett, you know, although she has some religious beliefs, she's not supposed to take that into consideration. She is very much stare decisis. She talked about it a lot in her hearings with Congress to be appointed to the bench. I could see her sticking with stare decisis and not disturbing it. But then again, we're not talking about banning abortions at all, like all the time. It's just from 15 weeks. So I could actually see some of these justices say, you know what, viability is no longer 24 weeks. It's 15 weeks, because medicine has advanced so far that it can actually keep a baby alive if they're born at 15 weeks.
Crazy.
You know, so it is. But here's a something. Huge issue, and we need to keep our eye on it.
You could find somebody who goes, yeah, you know what? I'm all about abortions, but I'm all about states' rights as well. And the right for the state to choose something like this, not banning it completely, but to have their own say, and the people have their say, which is the way that a few of the questions were going yesterday. Because I feel it's kind of a states' rights thing, because they're not banning it completely.
Right. They're not banning it completely, but we are talking about a constitutional right to privacy and what a woman can do with her own body. That is a constitutional right, even though it's not written in the Constitution. States can't really mess with those constitutional rights. States can't really mess with the freedom of speech or the freedom of religion. There are set regulations and rules that have been set by the federal government and the Supreme Court. This is a constitutional right. It's federal. It's everybody across the country. So the argument is that states shouldn't be able to mess with this one, just like they can't mess with the other ones. So, yeah.
I can't sell my kidney, can I? It's my body.
No.
I want to.
You can't.
Yeah,
but I just want to point out that, you know, people are very quick to deal with abortion. But, you know, you men, you can get just about anything you want, including Viagra. I'm just saying.
You know what? My thing here, Monica, as we talk, just have Monica Lindstrom, our legal experts, joining the Chad Benson Show. The way I've always looked at this, Monica, is I've always find it funny that both men and women can't go and figure out a way to stop having a baby, but they can figure out a way and take time out to go terminate one. So personal responsibility comes into this. So you couldn't get a morning after pill, or you couldn't get a condom, or you couldn't whatever, but you can take time out of the day to go get a medical procedure. That's also
I'll also point out that the morning after pill, sometimes the women do not know that they're pregnant in time to take the morning after pill, right? Because it's supposed to be the morning after. And when you're dealing with women of color and disadvantaged socioeconomic and some other categories that the court talked about, that's sometimes the education, the access to that medicine is not available to them. So that's something to be thought of as well. Plus, you have incest and you have rape and you have severe fetal abnormalities. So there's a lot that goes into play other than just the personal responsibility in that moment, right? So I understand what you're saying and I agree, but there are a lot of other considerations as well. And quite honestly, when it comes down to it, this affects a woman's life more so than a man's life. And so I think that's one of the reasons that women are so up in arms about this.
Yeah, I say let women vote and then we all shut up. And then once it's done, it's done. And if you keep bitching about it, then we're going to tell you guys can't vote anymore.
Yeah, that works. I like it.
Monica Lindstrom, thanks so much. You know, I love having you on. Monica Lindstrom, you guys can just Google her. Check her out. She's cool beans. Appreciate it, Monica. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Chad.
At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I just say my gut feeling is they're going to agree with Mississippi. That's just me. Talk about it more straight ahead. Plus, I'll give you tonight's NFL pick. There's a game tonight. Chad Benson Show.
Podcasts are American as hot dogs, apple pie, football, and sushi.
Oh my goodness.
No.
Okay, maybe not sushi. Next time you have a craving for something sweet and tangy, download a Chad Benson Show podcast.
Mmm, boy, that is good. It's different because you get a little bit of saltiness.
It's so good because it's sweet and salty at the same time.
Get a taste on iTunes, iHeart, or Spotify and binge to your ears' content.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Now, we don't know what the decision will be from the court. But from what they have said about not respecting precedents at stare decisis, all of that is troubling.
Speaker Pelosi, right there, talking about abortion, not respecting precedents. It's understandable. And Kavanaugh brought that up yesterday when it comes to abortion. But then you go back and you look at like something like the Brown versus the Board of Education, where they talk about, well, when you go and look at precedents, if we were to respect precedents the way, you know, was it Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal, Brown versus the Board of Education, where would we be had we not said back in this day they did this, we should respect what the court did then, and continue to keep it separate but equal. I think some are going to rule in a way of the conservatives, in a way where they look at something and they say, this is about life and the viability has changed. Now you can, through medical, potentially keep a child, a baby, alive. I think some are going to rule based on states, saying, look, this should be the state's issue. Let the voters decide. The voters don't want it. They'll vote the people out. They'll put something on the ballot where they get enough votes. Let them decide. The voters put the legislators in place. It'll be interesting. Let's see. All right. Tonight, football. Saints, Dallas. Oh, who do I have tonight? I'm going with Dallas tonight. Big win. I think they get back on the track. We'll see. Full picks tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. I see Friday. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.